Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Morning, everybody. Still feeling very, very sexed up, baseball-wise, at least. Very, very good mood. Spirits are high in the Ben and Woods studio. It's 97.3 The Fan. We are Ben and Woods. Today is Thursday, August 11th. Great to be here with you. Very, very happy to be here with you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins, hardest working man in show business. Period. The end. Ryan Seacrest got nothing on you, except that he makes an assload more money.
It's funny because in very many ways that is very true. Yet at the same time, I do zero hard work.
Correct.
I'm the hardest working person who does zero hard work at all.
Oh, yeah. There are people that actually work like 14, 15, 16-hour days that do actual work.
Well, there's people who do 1 hour of work a day that do more hard work than I do.
It's absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. You do wonder, a guy that puts in, let's be honest, 18, 19-hour days every day, you should be making $1 million a year. You're not even close to that.
Good point.
That's what bugs me the most is that, like, you know, Ryan Seacrest, he has, like, four jobs, probably makes $5 million. Give me the opportunity to work that hard to make that much money. I'll grind it out for a few years, and then I'm done. I'm on the golf course forever. Bit of spinning our wheels in media.
And Ryan Seacrest, you can make the argument as well. Is the work that he does hard?
No.
It's not. But there is a grind element.
Absolutely.
To it, going from one job to another, being prepared.
Yes.
You know, getting ready for, you know, on-camera appearances, an American Idol and a radio show.
He's got people that wipe him, though.
That's a good point as well.
He goes number two, and somebody's there to wipe him. He has a lot of handlers. You're a DIY guy.
Well, I have
guy.
To be because I can't afford handlers. So
I think about that with, like, the late night hosts. I think Jimmy Kimmel is phenomenal.
He's great.
A genius.
He's so funny.
He also has a staff of 50 people who write everything for him.
He's got great, he has a great delivery.
He also, and this is great, I don't know if you noticed, took the summer off.
Yeah.
He basically has other people hosting his show. He's like, yeah, Anthony Anderson is in hosting this month for Jimmy Kimmel,
so
who's
crazy.
Taking the summer off. Okay. Yeah. I don't know
what time he gets there for, call it a 3:30 taping, but whenever he does get there, he sits down and has a whole team of people that present him with, all right, this is your monologue. What do you think?
Maybe scratch that, tweak this.
Yeah, move this around.
That's Woods' dream about, 3 or 4 days after the World Series is over. All right, we'll see February 15th for spring training. Guest hosts for Ben and Woods for the next 3 months.
You're playing up the myth that I don't like football. I love football.
You do.
I freaking love football. Why do I love football? Because I love to gamble. There's nothing better than gambling on football. Nothing. I would do 4 hours of gambling talk during football season. I love college football so much. College football Saturdays are the best. And then NFL Sunday. I saw something the other day. And you know how something like it kind of tickles your senses a little bit? It was just a picture, it was on Instagram, and it was a guy on the tee box, and you see him hit his shot, and then like there was a song behind it, it was like a TikTok, and it said, in a few short weeks, you get up at 6, you'll play 18, you'll come home, college football will be on. The burgers will be on the grill, the beer will be cold, and then you settle in for about 14 hours of football. Then you'll wake up on Sunday and you'll do it all over again. We're almost there, everybody. And it just made me tingly. Like, obviously, my experience is not going to be that. I've got two small children at home. That my experience will be nothing like that. But you do. I remember those days when I was a single man, Ben, and you would go out and rage on Friday night. Or I would. And then you wake up Saturday and you're like, cool, off to the couch and watch college football all day long. Go out Saturday night, wake up, watch NFL football all day long. There's nothing like it. There's truly, truly nothing like it. And I can do the same with baseball. I can, but it's not the same. It's just not the same. There's something about the fall. I hate the summer. I'm not a summer person. I love the fall. I love the finger quotes winter here in San Diego. But it's just those are my seasons. So don't play into that myth. I love football. I love, 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 love football. Get it on record, Paulie. Save it forever. But I wonder, Ben, I wonder, are we working too hard for, should be making more money for the amount of hours that you work, yes?
I think everybody feels that, correct?
I think so, too.
I mean,
does anybody go, actually, I'm paid really,
I'm overpaid for what I really do out there. Go ahead, raise your hand silently in your car on your way to wherever you're working this early and go, I am vastly overpaid for what I do.
Hey, boss, I got you a check here. It's $12,000. I've just been stealing money back, practically.
I feel terrible. You take too good of care of me. How was everybody's evening yesterday, Ben? I know you went. I mean, look, that's what you did last night. Many wouldn't consider it work. I do. I absolutely consider it work. It's part of the gig, for sure. And you went out to the Loyal game.
I feel, I do feel a sense of responsibility as a sportscaster that I need to experience everything that we have to offer. And, you know, with the pandemic and new teams around, I hadn't had an opportunity to get out to a San Diego Loyal game in the past season and a half since they've been around. And I kind of felt bad about that. They play a lot on Saturdays, which is my generally one day of the week. Kind of off, family stuff, whatever. So I just hadn't made it out. And they had a Wednesday night game. Padres had an afternoon game. I'm going out, get a media credential just so I can watch. It was just me. And I got there, and it was such a beautiful night.
Gorgeous night. I saw pictures.
I mean, USD is gorgeous all the time. But you got this orange sky that's going on. And the temperature, while it was kind of a little hot and humid yesterday, once the sun was going down, it was so comfortable. It was beautiful, I mean, scene out there. The Torero Stadium, kind of an underrated little gem.
No doubt.
I mean, it seems like a little temporary place where, we can shoehorn a couple of teams in there, but you are right on top of the action. I've never been to a soccer game, like a pro game, where I felt so on top of the action. I was sitting in the back row, and I practically felt I could touch the ball. You're sitting that close. The Loyal one won nothing. It was one of those dominating 1-0 wins you get in soccer sometime,
yeah,
where it felt like one team was quite a bit better, and they won their fifth in a row. But they had a bunch of fair style food vendors and games. Kids were playing different games, you know, with soccer balls and all over the concourse. And, you know, the locals were loud and doing their drumming behind the goal back there. And it wasn't a huge crowd. I think they said 4,100. There was definitely not a sellout. I mean, it was a Wednesday night, not a weekend. But I thought pretty good for a midweek. I mean, soccer game, it's, you know, one level below the MLS, so it's not... But, you know, Landon Donovan there coaching his team, and they're playing really well right now. I think they're in second place and breathing down the necks.
Five in a row, too.
Of the first place team in the USL Championship, and just really enjoyed it. Yeah, stayed into early in the second half and then had to head back to the station. But I enjoyed it a lot and certainly recommend the experience. I know Tier 1 Tony Bubbles was out there last night. A lot of other of our listeners go out there regularly, and if I didn't get a chance to go and say hello to you, sorry I didn't, but I will be back. I will go to another Loyal game for sure. I definitely thought that it was a lot of fun, and people should be doing this.
Now, they asked you, I saw on Twitter, they asked you if you were going to head on over to section, I believe it's 109. It's where the locals sit.
Now, they're right behind the goal, the east goal, I would say, at Torero Stadium.
There's smoke, there's drums, it's a scene, man. And you politely declined. I was wondering if you would make your way over there. Now, let's be honest. If you were doing a... this is what I started laughing thinking about. If you had a cameraman there, you could have done the very typical local sports guy bit where you get right in the middle of it. Hey, it's Ben Higgins. Yeah. I'm out here with the locals. And, oh, my God, look, isn't this crazy? And there's smoke going off, and Elston's behind you jumping up and down.
These guys are crazy. Hey, make some noise.
You know, it's like, so all I could picture.
And they would have gone crazy for me. I promise you, they would have gone crazy for me.
All I could picture was him in a button down, like, hi, it's Ben Higgins. I'm live from Torero Stadium as the Loyal take, you know, and I, look. It's one of the things.
It's such a TV morning show.
It's such a TV bit. But to me, it just, you know what it did? I thought to myself, I go, you know what? I'm glad he didn't do it. You know why I'm glad he didn't do it? Because everybody does it. This is the most unoriginal business that I have ever, ever seen, media. It's just so, so unoriginal. It's plug and play. One of the things I'm most proud about this show is at least we try to do some different stuff from time to time, because the mundane stuff, there's a formula in TV. You have to do it. You almost have to do it. So I love this, the being able to be a little bit more creative on the radio and do fun stuff.
This is my mom. Hold on.
Mom, baby.
I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi. And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind you.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
That would have been sports brain.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
Me and Paul were walking into the Padre game the other day, and I go, when is he? When are we going to catch him doing a live hit?
Oh, yeah. Red the Trucker, Eileen, Tony Bubbles. I mean, you know, a lot of people out there yesterday.
I'm going to walk by you at some point. Some point while you're doing a live shot and go, hey, baby. It just, will you forgive me?
Yes.
Because it has to be done.
Yes.
It absolutely has to be done. Thank you guys for joining us. Happy to be here this morning. Obviously, the results of yesterday's game, bit of a tenuous experience there for a while, but I will tell you, I was very calm. And you can see how the heart rate is going for me based on my Twitter feed, because I'll live tweet throughout the game and chat with people. Wasn't worried. I really wasn't. It didn't seem like you were worried either. After they got down four runs, I was not worried. I did not panic one bit.
I'll talk about it. I was so insanely not worried that I made maybe my greatest prediction of all time.
It was very strange how not worried I was.
Yeah, so we'll talk about how this feels a little bit different. Once they started scoring, now that they have, feels a little different for the Padres.
I'll tell you, I effing hate that there's a day off today. I really, really do. I feel like it's two steps forward, one step back. So hopefully they can keep that mojo going. They have touchdown in our nation's capital, ready to take on the Nationals tomorrow. So we'll get into all of that and then some.
We will have Eno Saris join us for his weekly super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment at 8:35. All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet find new roads. Of course, our Padres wrap up at the bottom of the hour. Up next, we had a listener, Devlin, a tier one, steal the Daily Ditty tomorrow or today from a win yesterday on Take on Woods. So we'll get his selection. And then from Tuesday. The Incorporator, Jesse got it in yesterday, but he did get the word crepuscular into the broadcast yesterday. So we'll show you how he did that coming up next. Stick around. Good show after that. Maybe some phone calls as well. 833-288-0973. Good morning. Thursday has arrived. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Who is this, Paulie? I lost the ditty yesterday. It would have been my choice today, yes?
I think it would have been my choice
today.
Oh,
sorry, you lost the ditty.
Yeah. Which is fine because I've been having trouble. I did a brainstorming session on U-bands with my son, and it was slim pickings. So what do we have here, Paulie?
Ben is hoping
lose again. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Today. This is called For Duty and Humanity by Inch. and it
I like it a lot.
Selected by one of our listeners, Devlin, beat you in Take on Woods yesterday. Got the outright win, so he chose the Diddy.
God, it was one of my most excruciating losses. Just stuck a knife. I said the wrong title. Would have had a tie.
You said last dance for Mary Jane.
And it's Mary Jane's last dance. I mean, yeah, you're a stickler, and I like it. That's what I want.
Devlin attached to this little note to his song selection. He said, in the early to mid-90s, after the grunge explosion, record companies were looking for the next Seattle. San Diego music was roaring at that time with bands like Rocket from the Crypt, Rust, Inch, Lucy's Fur Coat, etc. He said, many of them signed to major labels. This is one of my favorites from Inch, part of that group.
Love this.
I like it.
Had not heard him before. I've heard Lucy's Fur Coat, No Rock from the Crypt, very well. What was the other one you said?
Rust.
Don't know Rust.
Uncle Joe's Big Old Driver, Heavy Vegetable, and Fluff.
I know Fluff, too. I've never heard of Heavy Vegetable. I'm not ripping on it. It's just a funny name for
this.
Band names, it's one of the hardest things to ever come up with, I would imagine, right? They're like, hey, we're sticking
to
this.
But also the easiest thing, because anything.
Yeah, but it's got to be. Tell the guys from Hoobastank that they made the right choice.
It's not that they made the right choice, but any combination of words you just quickly see could be your band name.
All right, fire away.
Let's say Play Investing.
No, that's a terrible band name. It's not cool at all.
I'm looking around at words that I see in front of me. Hey, Maine.
Oh, God. Maine, I've got a new podcast.
This is Uncle Joe's Big Old Driver.
I really wanted to hear
Heavy Vegetable.
Heavy Vegetable. That sounds good, too. Hey, give me some Heavy Vegetable, Polly.
They're not on Spotify.
No, that's not a good sign.
Well, maybe
didn't make
YouTube
it to the Spotify era of music. Well, maybe the name's out there. Maybe it's
that
freed
Inch
up.
Song is really good. Like, really, really good. Our buddy Andrew tweets in, playing Inch, San Diego Legends. That is really, really, really good. We play a lot of Rocket from the Crypt on this show. And Swami's side project band. He is one of my dream interviews. I do think, because there is an actual, I don't know if you know this, Benny.
There's Heavy Vegetable.
Heavy Vegetable?
A little dissonant.
What does my wife call this music? It's not bad.
Like surfer rock?
Yeah, maybe.
Pink Floyd in
But there is like there's an actual musical icon that lives in San Diego, Swami, John Reese. And he has Rocket from the Crypt and all these other bands, Hot Snakes. And he is a Padres fan. And I would love to talk to him. Now, what would be even funnier is watching you try to talk to Swami. I met him one time. He's like the coolest, most terrifying human being alive. And I was working at the music station before, and he had a show on there. Couldn't have been less interested to meet the new morning show that was going to come in and talk on a station that was all about the music. It really was not a great fit, but I'm glad it worked out because I'm still here. But
how do you...
Just said Heavy Vegetable was one of Rob Crow's from Pinback's first bands. I knew that sounded like Pinback. Pinback, another San Diego legendary band that I loved even before I lived here.
I know how you prepare for the interviews we do on this show, the sports interviews with athletes
so
and
much
coaches and stuff.
Massive amount of preparation.
How did you handle interviews with, rock stars, musicians?
Same way.
Just
fly by the
seat
of
your
pants. Yep.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it. It's really the only way to do it. I ask bands, hey, what were you looking for there? Excuse me? It's a record. Yeah. What were you looking for? Some good songs put together on an album.
I'm here backstage with Eddie Vedder. Eddie, that was
amazing concert.
List.
What were you looking for in that first song? That first song. No, I remember my first year at Coachella. I did all this planning and preparation. About 4% of the bands that I was told we were going to interview showed up. So I did 17 hours of preparation that I didn't need. And the ones that did show up were not really bands I wanted to talk to anyway. So I was like, all right, well, maybe next time. So the next year I went into it cold. They're like, you're interviewing Arcade Fire in 3 minutes. I'm like, sounds good to me. Like looking on my phone for notes. It's the only way to do it.
Well, I mean, one of the ways you can handle that is just be perpetually prepared by knowing your subject.
I'm trying to know your stuff.
You know your subject with music, and you know your subjects with sports. So you feel pretty comfortable. I'm the same way with sports, not with music, obviously. But you know, Paul could throw a pretty big curveball guest, and I think we could handle it.
I think
so,
too.
In you know, if it's sports world, I like to think that I'm up on most things that are going on. So Jesse can handle just about anything. That's what we try to do with the Incorporator. We throw him curveballs. We take what he's really good at and then add a degree of difficulty by having him work in crazy vocabulary words each week to a Padres broadcast. Tier 1s are picking them this year, and we had our submission earlier this week on Tuesday morning. We had that voicemail, Paulie.
Hi, I got a word for Jesse. Crepuscular. That is an adjective describing an animal that is active during dawn and dusk as opposed to being nocturnal or demure. Deer are crepuscular.
Yeah, you see them right when it's just a little bit light out, not when it's dark, not when it's fully light, but twilight, dawn, those kind of times. Not, you know, not necessarily a baseball word to be sure. Yeah. Jesse got caught up on Tuesday, so he said, we're going to do it on Wednesday this week. And he did not take much time yesterday getting into the Incorporator. I think this might have been a record for Jesse.
Before the first pitch. If you watch on TV, they do it the same way on radio. On Mud, well, hey, here's the lineup. Stepping up to the plate is Brandon Crawford. Stepping up to the mic, Don Russillo. So Tony.
Thank you, Mudley.
Doing his
thing.
Thank
you, Mudley.
Says, so here's good. Jesse Agler.
All right, Tony, thanks very much. Quick turnaround day game after a night game. Never easy. Baseball players generally not crepuscular. They are more nocturnal creatures. But they'll do what they have to do here this afternoon. Jean Mania on the mound to face San Francisco in a rubber game.
That SOB.
So obvious and correct. And, I mean, it perfect. Actually worked. It was perfect right in there. Perfect.
Fantastic. He doesn't miss. I mean, he forgot, but he doesn't miss once he decides to do the Incorporator. He does not miss.
He's got a lot on his mind right now.
He does, man. Everyone's kind of... It's exhausting. You forget. And imagine being a player. I mean, I think about how tired we get, how crazy things get for us, the fans, you know, the broadcasters too. I mean, Jesse is, that's a lot of baseball that guy calls every year. And, you know, it's been a rough year for him. So I'm happy he got it done.
We will hear a lot of Jesse coming up here in our Padres wrap up. Some great calls. I know exactly where I was driving to work yesterday when Brandon Drury hit the go-ahead 3-run home run. What a two-out rally. Two outs, nobody on base.
It's a two-out nightmare. Is
what bottom
that
of the sixth inning.
The Giants. That's a two-out nightmare.
I mean,
it so rarely happens.
You know when
like.
You're a fan and you feel like your team got the first two out, you're trying to avoid the solo home run at least or something, but you're not worried about a seven-run rally with two outs and nobody on. And that's exactly what the Padres did in the bottom of the sixth inning to put that one away yesterday. We will go through it. Padres wrap-up coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Never miss a Padres statistic or an incorporator from Jesse Agler or insight from Tony Gwynn Jr. You can stream Padres baseball on 97.3 The Fan using the free Odyssey app. It is an off day today. Padres settled into their Washington, D.C. hotels. Interesting how quickly the return for Juan Soto and Josh Bell are coming for this series this weekend in Washington, D.C.
I just pray that it's not a 72-hour Freddie Freeman mope fest, cry fest for that long. That Freeman stuff, and I get it, it was excruciating to watch. It was absolutely excruciating. And I'm not just saying that because he was a Dodger. By the third day, I was like, we get it. He's gone. He's in a new team. For the love of God. No one... We get it. It's very emotional.
Well, you know,
for one day,
Jesse and Tony aren't, you know, they'll say something, obviously,
yeah,
but they're not going to belabor it for three whole days. The problem is,
everyone, help me be who I am today.
Oh, for the love of God.
I love the Braves organization with all my heart.
I say this, by the way, as a crier. I am a crier. I say that as an emotional, heart on my sleeve crier.
Here's your problem. So you may want to spend a lot of time here with 97.3 The Fan. There's a different television broadcast every day this weekend.
Oh.
It's Apple Plus TV tomorrow. It's Bally on Saturday, I believe.
And then
it's Peacock on Sunday. So they're all going to have to do the Juan Soto back to Washington story, fresh and brand new, as though we haven't seen it every single day.
Anybody in our audience or in this room have a problem with me just taking the weekend off entirely? Anybody? Because I think I'm going to shut the mother down, get it back to
neutral. I mean, hopefully there's a lot of 12-2 wins for the Padres this weekend.
No, because it's worse. Yeah. That's when they say, oh, let's explore the space and talk about the return.
Do we... I don't remember, so far this season, it feels like most of the Apple TV Plus and or Peacock games have all been on the road.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to get some former Nationals player who's going to be in the booth.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just going to be a Nationals love fest.
I don't even know that it'll be a Nationals love fest. It'll be a Juan Soto.
Yeah, it'll be a Soto return fest. There'll be a lot of Padres talk, which is fine. There's not a lot interesting going on with the Nationals anymore. Luke Voit will probably hit a home run or two against
ESPN
the Padres.
Let's set it. Sunday night, ESPN
had Peter Seidler on during an inning.
To talk about the Dodgers.
Hey,
yeah.
Peter, tell us about the Dodgers.
Right. It's fantastic stuff. Fine. Call me whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I like what we have. I'm a creature of habit and comfort. Don and Mud comfort me. Jesse and Tony comfort me. That's what makes me feel good. That's what contributes to my experience taking in a game. All right? I don't like when it goes outside the norm. It's like I didn't like the Corona Cave. I like being here. This is my fortress of solitude. You know, you do what you got to do. But I'm literally thinking about taking the weekend off because I don't know that I can handle it. And he's one of our guys now. This isn't a rivals guy going back and sobbing. This is one of our guys being celebrated in the town that he helped win a world championship. That's really cool. I'm happy for him. But I just don't know if I can do 3 days of, you know, that, the tearful reunion bit.
Now, you mentioned Mud and Don, and it got me thinking, what do you do if you're Mud and Don? They got to do Saturday's game.
They'll do Saturday's game.
They flew out Wednesday night to do Saturday's game. They're off Friday. They're off Sunday.
Mud is on Peacock this weekend, George says.
Oh,
okay.
Like
now
that.
You've just sold me. I'm sold. All right, so I'm going to watch Saturday and Sunday. I'm not watching tomorrow.
Prior to knowing that, I would have thought, all right, we just did like a year and a half of calling games remotely. Hey, Donnie, why don't we go down to Miami early, spend 4 days there. We'll find a studio. We'll call the game there from Saturday.
Friday's simple, too. Just turn off the audio. Turn on Jesse and Tony. The pictures on Apple TV are amazing.
If it's Hunter Pence again, I'm going to lose my mind.
Just turn off the audio and listen to
Hunter's
listen
like,
to
hey,
Jesse and Tony.
Real quick, let me tell y'all a story about Mad Bum. He's a real hard worker, and he's a good family man. That's fantastic, Hunter. Thank you for that insight.
Before we can
I'm
really
very bitchy this morning. I understand. I'll try to get back to positive town, but you've kind of ruined my morning.
Sorry.
News,
before we can look forward, though, let's look back and wrap up the series against the Giants. Padres come back, take 2 out of 3 with a 13-run explosion yesterday. We'll go through the highlights right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Let's go San Diego.
And Davis swings, hits it well out to deep right field. Soto is back to the wall. He will look up. It will go over the barrel deck and an opposite field home run for J.D. Davis. 2-2 to Slater. And this pitch is lined to right field. Soto charging in, still coming. He's not going to be able to get there. Plays it on the short hop, and now it gets behind him. That's going to cause some trouble. Wind's rounding third. He'll come in to score. Gonzalez is also being waved. Slater's on his way to third. Cronenworth's throw to the plate, not in time. Two runs come in to score. And I think Soto realized at some point he wasn't going to be able to make that catch. But instead of then stopping and letting the ball hop right up to him, he continued to charge it. That created a short hop. The ball got under and behind him. And again, Minaya not getting some help from his defense. This time, 2-run score, and the Giants add to their lead, 3-0 here in the third. Bell at first, Machado at second, Soto at third. Pitch is coming, and a line drive into left field. Base hit. Soto going to come in to score. Manny will be held. It's a 1-run game. RBI single, Brandon Drury, 4-3, Giants in the third. Here's the first pitch to Jake. He swings, it's a ground ball through the right side. Base hit, Flores couldn't get it. Manny scores to tie the game. And another RBI single. This time makes it 4-4. And the Padres still have the bases loaded with nobody out. Pitch from Chrisman, grounded slowly to the right side. Who's it going to be? Cronenworth. Chrisman has to hustle over and cover. The throw gets away, goes to the dugout. And that will allow Yastrzemski to come in and score. Game is tied at 6. Marte deals, and this pitch is hammered to left field. It's way back. Gonna go! 3-run home run, Brandon Drury. A line shot towards the first balcony of the Western Metal Building. And the seesaw goes back in the Padres' favor. They lead 9-7. Pitch to Kim is a slider hit out towards right center field. That might find the gap. It's going to get down. It's going to roll to the wall. Cronenworth's on his way to third. He's going to be set. Jake is on his way. He'll score without a play. RBI double Ha-Sung Kim. 10-7 San Diego in the sixth. 2-1 pitch. Reach forward. Grounded slowly up the middle to his right. Flores at second. Has to hurry. Off balance throw. Not in time. Kim coming home. The throw gets away. And he scores from second on a ground ball. 2 second. 11-7. 3-2, and the pitch to Nola hit in the air. Deep to left field. It's way back. Gonna go! 2-run shot for Austin Nola. And now all 9 Padres starters have a hit. This 2-run homer makes it 13-7 in the bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch to Estrada and a fly ball out to right center field. Grisham back into the gap. He's got time. He gets there. He makes the catch. And the ball game is over. Taylor Scott, a scoreless ninth inning as the Padres come from behind and pound the Giants by a final of 13-7.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. And it was hot out there, and it was a long game, and, you know, a lot of pitchers. And I couldn't believe it was only 3:30. It felt like it was 4 hours and 30 minutes. But there was everything in this game, and we came out on the winning end by quite a wide margin. So, you know, this team now has the ability to have big innings. It has the ability to run the bases, play defense. You know, some different guys factored in to the bullpen a little bit later in the game, too, with some guys not available today. So, ended up being, you know, a good game for everybody.
One of my favorites of the season, unquestionably. It was a blast to watch. I don't know how you watch that game and think anything differently. I mean, I saw a lot of people giving up on Twitter yesterday. A lot of people saying, I'm done. This is it. These guys suck. I just didn't have that feeling. And I get that way, too. I get doom and gloom. I get sky is falling, chicken little. Sometimes where I'm just, it's exasperating sometimes. The bonehead error. You know, when Cronenworth and Chrismat and Bell all converge on the ball, Chrismat's late getting over. Jake kind of throws it on the run. Bell's nowhere near the bag. It's that kind of stuff.
Soto's killed me.
Soto's murdered me.
What?
For a hot second it did. And I just go, oh, my friend, you got to, you know, look, Ben, you made a great point the other day. And I think it's important. The one thing we heard about, Chelsea Janes told us about Juan Soto and his work ethic. And I don't know the work that he puts in defensively. I do know he's a less than average outfielder. And you made the great, great point. A very young Tony Gwynn was also perceived the same way. Went out, worked his tail off in right field, and became a really, not a serviceable right fielder, a really, really good right fielder. I would expect the same from a Juan Soto. Knowing all the work that he puts in offensively, that was a terrible play. It just can't happen.
Well, you know what I saw, though, on that play that we're talking about there in the top of the third inning, was a very smart and heady player.
Yeah.
Who is almost like his mind is so advanced that he's trying to do more than he can really do right now. He was like trying to deke the runners
yes.
all at the same time on, and then make a tough play and a swipe play to try to keep, you know, the runners from advancing and maybe scoring. And he was just doing way too much.
Too much. Do less.
Which, you know, I guess if you're going to make a mistake, I like a guy who's going to think about the game the way Juan Soto thinks about the game. We've seen him make great plays. He had the one crashing into the Petco sign in the corner that he held on to. I mean, I think he's only going to get better and better in the outfield. But I agree with you. I don't know what came over me yesterday. I took a little nap after the show, and we went to the Regal Siegel to watch the first few innings of the game before I had to leave for TV. And I was sitting there with my son. I think Shelley was talking. There were a couple of tier ones at the bar. And it was 4-0. And I looked to Jack and I go, you know what? You'd be happy if they were up 2 runs at the end of this inning, right? Potter's going to score 6
yeah.
here in the bottom of the third. It was like something channeled through me. And I just said it. And I don't do that. It's not like, you know, there's some people who say, we're going to score 10 this inning. They just do it all the time because they're optimistic. I have no idea why I said it. It was freaky. I mean, I think there was part of me that goes, all right, so Austin Nola's bottom of the order is coming up. You know, maybe if he and Jurickson get on the way the Padres lineup looks now, that can set up a big inning. That's a great place to set up a giant inning. If the, you know, the 9-1 batters get on for Soto, Machado,
yeah.
Bell, Drury, you can see the Padres having a huge inning. Now, I don't know why I thought that was going to happen. It just came out. And then we're watching this thing, and they end up scoring exactly 6 runs. And I go, that is crazy. I mean, what percentage of half innings in baseball end with exactly 6 runs scored?
Like, I know.
1 in 5,000. You know, half innings, and that was the one that I just thought the Padres are going to score 6 here. And
so they go to Musgrove at the beginning of the inning. They put
the longest half inning interview ever.
They put the headset on him, and he goes, "Hey, you know, we need to switch this up. I have not been good about getting the boys some runs." And Mud and Don said, "Oh, we'll switch it up. You know, let's get it." And the first guy gets on, next guy, and I'm like, "Don't take the headset off. Do not take that." And Junis was just, I mean, he was laboring. I mean, and I think you could tell early. This is not a guy that's going to overpower us today. You'd watched him throw, and he's not an overpowering guy. I think his numbers may be a bit of a misnomer, Benny. He's just not overpowering. And there was nothing about him that I looked at and said, oh, yeah, where he's going to carve us up.
Tony made a great point on the broadcast. He said the ERA, really good.
Really, like 3-3
but if you look
something?
At the other numbers,
yeah.
Very pedestrian.
Very pedestrian. And like you saw Alex Cobb the night before. He had the stuff.
And opposite.
Sometimes
ERA didn't look great, but if you look at his numbers and his movement,
the
good,
stuff, yeah,
really good.
The
this
stuff
year.
Was absolutely filthy, and you went, "Ooh, this could be a problem." Ended up beating him too, but I watched it. I just didn't feel much panic at all. Joe's on the microphone. They're having a great time. Joe is just every time he talks. I mean, we've talked to him 100 times. Every time he talks, he makes me want to run through a wall for him. He really does. You talk about a guy that 100% gets it. He is that guy, and I'm so happy for him that he got his extension, pitched his ass off the other night, totally deserved to win, didn't happen, but I felt it in my bones as well, Benny, that I was just not worried, and I wasn't worried when they gave up the lead again, because I was like, man, these guys aren't good. We can beat these guys. Bob needs to push the right buttons in the pen, and man, it just the luck was not going our way for so long. It felt like, and I know Manny got robbed of a hit, How good did that feel for Brandon Drury to hit that ball? And I tweeted, you're not robbing that one. There's no way. I mean, that ball was murdered. He should have four home runs in a week of being here. Four. And he's got two.
Let's talk about Brandon Drury for a second.
I love
him.
He's
the player that I didn't know I wanted.
Yeah.
I didn't know I needed. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest.
Can't live without.
I didn't know existed, really. And now it's like he's the anti... it's like the opposite of last year's move to pick up Adam Frazier.
Correct.
You know, under the radar. Oh, this guy's having a good season for what team? The Reds. And we just picked him up, and it looks legit. Whatever he's changed, you know, whatever adjustments he ended up making this season, looks very legit, at least for this year as well. And we were told it's mostly against lefties. You know, he's got really good splits, but he's hit righties as well, at least since he's gotten to San Diego, and he is making himself a invaluable part of the Padres lineup in this brief stint that he's been here. Nice pickup there, and not one that we were thinking about or talking about.
Sneaky good is what
and,
we call it.
And certainly when you get Josh Hader and you get Juan Soto and you get Josh Bell, you're going to overlook maybe the other guy they pick up in a trade, but he has been very important for the Padres.
Yeah, it was such a fun game to watch, be a part of yesterday. You know, I did feel bad for Sean Manaea. Three earned in five innings, six hits. He walked one, struck out four. They did give him, I thought, a bit of a quicker hook. There was some bad luck. There was some bad luck. There were some flares that got him. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. But he pitched okay. He was fifth starter-esque, you know, I thought. But, again, some weak contact against him. Nabil Crismat, I'm a little concerned about. Hasn't really pitched well in the last couple weeks.
The Giants, I think, have a good scouting report on him.
They get him good.
Because, and I think this is one of the reasons they had so much success last year. They're a smart team, and they've done their homework, and their hitters were ready for Nabil.
Yeah.
And he tried to mix things up with his third-best pitch, his curveball a lot, but that's rarely a path towards success either. I'm not too worried necessarily about Nabil, but give credit to the Giants for maybe figuring him out a little bit.
He scuffled, Benny. He's got almost a 6 ERA in his last 15 games, and those all weren't against the Giants, too. So there's just a little something off with him right now. The mental mistake yesterday of not covering first. You know, those are the kind of things that down the stretch. Look, it's not early in the season. We're in August. It's early enough, though, that you can still fix some of those mental errors. Like, that's something that they need to really, really work on. There's still kind of some sloppy play. But, look, I'm not going to come in here and nitpick a 13-7 win. It was fantastic. And they won the series. And so, you know, I don't get mad at wins. I don't get mad at pars.
The weird thing is, with a 20 run scored in the game, there were some good pitching performances. There were a lot of scoreless innings. 19 of the 20 runs came in the third and the sixth.
That's exactly right.
And the rest of the time looked like kind of more of a normal low-scoring baseball game. So as Bob Melvin said in that bite, you know, it was a little bit different there, but you're feeling a little more confident that the Padres lineup can put up big runs. I think I can – can I say it on the air? Bob Melvin going to be our management report guest tomorrow morning.
8 o'clock.
Here on Men and Woods.
Missed you, Bob.
8 o'clock Pacific, which means he can sleep in until 11 a.m. East Coast time in Washington, D.C.
I bet he won't. We'll ask him.
But we will talk to Bob Melvin tomorrow about, you know, new players, working them in. And that's a challenge for a manager as well at the trade deadline. You've got, you know, egos to massage a little bit. Like a Trent Grisham, you know.
A Will Myers.
Less playing time for everybody when new stars come in. It's a challenge. It's one that veteran managers tend to be better at, and I'm glad that, for one, that Bob Melvin's the one trying to do it right now for the Padres.
And I'm sure we and the coach and Gwynn and Chris and every other sports radio talking head in this town will spend way too much time in the next week deciding where Fernando Tatis goes, what it looks like when he comes back. That return is imminent. Again, we say it all the time, these are good problems to have. Good problems, though, are still problems. And so it's got to be figured out at some point. Can't wait to ask Bob about that tomorrow.
I'll give you the update on Fernando Tatis when we come back. Play a little take on Woods as well. Chance to qualify for a getaway to Las Vegas. Maybe steal another Daily Diddy. It is all coming up. Second hour of Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.